Once it's been established that the remains are human, anthropologists apply a number of techniques to estimate the biological profile, which includes the estimation of sex, ancestry, age at death, and stature. Sexing human skeletal remains is possible by the fact that males and females have some size and architectural differences at the skeletal level. For example, females have a pelvic architecture, prepared to accommodate the head of a baby, while males do not. For example, this photo shows the variation possible between males and females in the greater sciatic notch. Note that the greater sciatic notch in a female is wider, while a male's is narrower. In addition, we can examine differences in the morphology of the skull. This is possible due to the overall size and shape differences between males and females. Take note of the differences between the two skulls pictured. Methods that rely on scoring the appearance and expression of features, such as the greater sciatic notch and those depicted in this diagram, are referred to as anthroposcopic methods. Other methods include the measurement of various bones and features, which are referred to as anthropometric methods. Determining biological sex is the first step in narrowing in on the identity of the deceased from the pool of missing persons.